You're listening to SBS News.
In its last days, another protest has been levelled at the Trump White House from across the world. A year has not dulled many Iranian and Iraqi residents' fury over the death of Iran's top military figure, Qasem Soleimani, who was killed alongside Iraqi militia commander Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis. Thousands of protesters in Baghdad chanted anti-American slogans, including "America is the great Satan," as they called for revenge.
Our participation today is to mark and to condemn what the American Zionist enemy did when they targeted the leaders of victory who, because of them and their blood, our land was freed. And through this channel, we ask the Iraqi government to take a strong position to demand the punishment of people who killed these victorious leaders.
The demonstrations escalated within hours as protesters burned American flags and screamed for US troops to leave the region.
We call upon the government and the parliament to expel the occupying foreign forces, especially the brutal American forces, the infidels and the immoral who killed the heroes and leaders of victory.
Iran alleges Israel is plotting to provoke a war by attacking US forces in Iraq. On the anniversary of the high-profile death, Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif urged outgoing US President Donald Trump not to be trapped by the alleged plan. Israel has not yet responded to the allegation. And on the Lebanese-Israeli border, Hezbollah soldiers marked the occasion by raising the yellow Hezbollah flag with the faces of General Soleimani and top Iraqi militia leader Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis, who was also killed in the same attack. General Soleimani headed the elite Quds force of Iran's Revolutionary Guard, responsible for the Islamic Republic's foreign operations. Mr. al-Muhandis was Iraq's most powerful militia leader, who was deputy commander of the Popular Mobilization Forces. That attack later saw Iran retaliate by launching a ballistic missile strike, injuring dozens of US troops in Iraq. Tehran also accidentally shot down a Ukrainian passenger jet that night, killing all 176 people on board. The incidents escalated tensions in the region and brought the US and Iran to the brink of war. A year later, Lebanese politician Ali Fayyad criticized attempts to bring unity to Israel and various Arab countries.
We're standing here with full confidence and will adhere to this choice to say that all the aspects of normalization that we can see in some Arab countries are structures based on sand, and such structures are fragile and weak and will collapse quickly in front of the wills of our societies and the will of our people.
During a press conference to mark the general's death, Iranian ambassador in Sana'a, Hassan Elu, condemned the US as he praised bilateral relations between Yemen and Iran.
This event today represents the good relations between the governments and people of Yemen and Iran. This is a concern to the powerful nations, Israel and the US, because they want to uproot the whole Muslim nation. So we will be working on deepening the relationship between the two countries on all levels and aspects.
Camille Bianchi, SBS News.